What does the Bible say about divorce? In Matthew 19, reading from verse 3, this question was raised to Jesus by scribes and Pharisees. They said, "Shall a man divorce his wife for any cause?" And then Jesus said, "Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder.'" What Christ was saying, that God's desire is things should go as they were before sin. When God put Adam and Eve together, he had no concept of divorce. Then Christ told them, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so." So Jesus takes them back to the beginning. How was it? Stay together. God's desire is that people stay together if at all possible. But if that is, in their view, impossible, then God has rules to guide divorce. And the fundamental rule of divorce is adultery. One of the two must have violated, broken, destroyed the marriage contract. On that basis, you may divorce. But you don't have to. Because Calvary is God's way of saying, "I believe in reconciliation." If God believed in divorce, he would not have sent Jesus Christ. But God believes in reconciliation. And so the Christian who's contemplating divorce should always keep in mind, while the Bible allows divorce, it is not God's first choice, and it is also not absolutely necessary. The person who has grounds for divorce should prayerfully consider reconciliation. But if you will divorce, you must have biblical grounds. And as far as the Bible is concerned, the only biblical ground is adultery.